It's time now for the Weekly Dish. Our host, Jennifer Chandler, brings you culinary tips for good cooking and even better eating.
Some like it hot, and if you do, I bet hot wings are at the top of your list. If so, according to Paul Gagliano, you're not the only one.
You know, I would say Memphis is the hot wing capital of the world. I was flying one time with a representative from Tyson Foods, and he told me that there's more wings sold in Memphis than any other place in the United States. I've been around the world, and I have never seen any city that loves hot wings more than Memphis.
This Saturday, April 25th, is the annual Southern Hot Wing Festival. Paul started the festival 13 years ago with seven teams in the parking lot of a local bar. Today, it's grown to over 65 teams with thousands of folks attending this day-long event. I asked Paul to share the secrets to making award-winning hot wings. His first tip?
To use a good quality bird. I would use a free-range chicken.
Next on the list?
Texture. It must be crisp on the outside and juicy on the inside.
To achieve that ideal texture, Paul has some recommendations.
If you're frying, you must keep a constant temperature at 375 degrees. And if you grill it, I would suggest to sear it on the outside. And it must be cooked fully inside. If it's not, it'll be thrown out.
As for the flavor of a hot wing?
The flavor of the hot wing, the winner is usually, it's like a fine wine. You have the fruit, and then the acidity, and then at the end, there's the heat.
For more information about the event, visit SouthernHotWingFestival.com. This is Jennifer Chandler with The Weekly Dish. Bon Appetit!
Author Jennifer Chandler's latest book is called The Southern Pantry Cookbook. For this week's recipes and more, visit WKNOFM.org.